Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Kind of a blustery day today, but hey, we're on the right side of the grass, aren't we, Brad Dungis?
That's right, man. It is blowing out there, Tom.
Oh, be careful. Hold on
to your hat today.
Ah! Yeah. But, you know, if you had one of those dirty Broncos that you got out there on the lot,
you might want to leave the top on today, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, those occasional showers, and there's certainly a lot of wind. But I can see the edge of the clouds out to the west now as I was driving over here.
A sunbreak.
Maybe.
A sunbreak.
Maybe if we're lucky, it'll roll in.
You know, that's what they call that out in Seattle, because it's always cloudy and kind of.
That's right. My mother lives in Portland, so I've seen some of that weather.
We'll have a sunbreak or two today.
Look, the sun's out.
Oh, I'm not so depressed.
Yeah, no, we're lucky we don't have to live with too much of that. But
no. It's
great this time of year with this. The weather starts changing. We're getting close to Halloween. Pretty soon it's going to be the holidays. I mean, they're right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready for the big Christmas events downtown and the parade and everything else. It's going to be so much fun.
It is.
Yeah.
Bartlesville's a cool town.
Got to get through Halloween first.
By the way, hats off to you and your crew down there at the Price Tower. Spooktacular, my friend.
Spooktacular. Did your kids have fun?
Oh, golly. She did. She played one of the guests that never leave.
Uh-huh.
And she had more fun probably in those two nights that she's had in a long time.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, they've turned the Price Tower into the haunted hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guests never leave.
And
they've got some great haunted experiences you can go through tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, all weekend this week, the final weekend. It's first time ever the haunted aspects of the Price Tower have been exposed to all. There's a great three different tours, as low as $5 just to go into the fun house. You can do the basement haunt for $15.
Ooh.
Or the haunted hotel for $15, or combine all three for just $30.
It's well worth
it. It's a great deal, and it all supports the Price Tower and all the great live music, educational programs, and art experiences that we have going on down there. And it'll start at 6 o'clock each night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Ends at 11 on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday it'll end at 9. I heard it got off a little slow maybe on Friday night, but Saturday night picked up.
Oh, rocking.
It was crowded, so I expect we're going to have a big crowd this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we had a Price Tower board meeting this week, or committee meetings,
yeah.
And I got to catch up on that a little bit, but we're real excited about that. Hopefully we can keep this as an annual tradition.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, it's great. We also want to shout out to the team at the Run the Streets. Had a great Willow Rock Road Race last weekend.
Good turnout.
Over 400 runners, one of our largest ever. Really great to see all the kids out there running. Really had Kaylee and Mariana went out early that morning, took one of the Broncos that we have, and on the ground, they're demonstration vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't sell these right now, but
how'd they go?
People were all over it.
Did you think they would?
No, I knew that was a good idea. Yeah, that seemed fairly obvious.
Yeah. And it fits out there. I mean, you got that nice nature out there.
We're real excited. We finally got some of our original orders coming in. I think I keep saying that, actually. I'm not sick of the same old thing. But they
are coming in.
They are coming in, yeah. and I saw one on the streets in Tulsa. We've got our first edition. Should be here any day. I thought it'd be here by now this week, and I'd be able to say I'd seen it. Mm-hmm. But it hadn't landed yet. We've had a bunch of sold orders showing up this week. We've been delivering a lot of vehicles. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, all this summer, really, people have been out there ordering vehicles, and now they've started to arrive in mass, and great stuff being able to deliver some vehicles. It's really fun.
Indeed.
Because we're still not getting that many on the ground. The ground stock is low. It seems like every time there's a shipment of vehicles, they're just gone or soon to be. So hard to keep them on the ground, which I guess is a good problem, although we don't have the selection we'd like to have for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly, it's better to have too few than way too many.
Well, you know, the thing is now with the way that you've got it set up, Folks can, you know, basically build their own vehicle.
That's right. Get the car of your dreams. It actually saves you money because, if we don't have to hold it on the ground, we don't have, as many costs in it.
Yeah.
And so we can make you a great deal. It's a great time to trade. We've been talking about this all year with the incredible supply and demand stuff going on. Used vehicles are worth more compared to new vehicles than really probably any time ever. I don't know that I've ever seen a used vehicle prices quite so varied. I was looking at some of the vehicle yesterday that we were evaluating, and you had probably a $20,000 range in the retail value of the vehicle in different books.
Yeah.
I mean, so it is wildly, it's all over the place right now, and which is probably good from the consumer's point of view. I mean, I think that you would want to push, obviously, towards the upper end of that envelope if you're trading a vehicle. And, you know, I think especially people with high-quality vehicles, low-mileage vehicles, but just really well-maintained vehicles as much as anything. Because these days, I mean, we see cars that have a couple hundred thousand miles that are in great shape and are going to keep going, obviously. And then we see some cars that don't have so many and they need a lot of work, and those don't pass our tests. But you can count all our vehicles to pass our safety inspection and go through a lot of certification programs.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are either Q certified or manufacturer certified. So those come with warranties and have, and you just that reassurance that